Welcome back to the Cambie campus of the Minnesota West Community and Technical College. Paul Ramo broadcasting this morning and early the afternoon with the 25th extravaganza going on. And Rebecca Weber, Dean of Student Services and Enrollment, joins me. We kind of know each other, don't we, Rebecca?
Yes, we do.
Well, thanks for asking us to come over again.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you could finally make it after all these years. It's been a while.
Yeah, you've had to cancel last year because of a blizzard, I believe,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, we did, and ended up having moving it on Monday.
Okay.
Which just wasn't the same. But it
wasn't the same thing. Okay. Well, 25 years. How long have you been with Minnesota West?
24 July.
So you've been about every extravaganza.
Pretty much, yes. Back when I started 24 years ago, I was more of the campus marketer and recruiter, and so I was very much involved with the planning and just the festivities for the day, and it's a long day. Sometimes you're here from 7 till 7 at night, but that's well worth it.
Before we talk a little more about the extravaganza for your listeners, Rebecca's a graduate of Madison High School, right?
Yes, I am.
Do we want to say what year?
I don't care. I'm saying this. 1989. Yeah. I'm still a Madison graduate.
There you go.
Yep.
And I know I see you at sporting events and stuff like that. So.
Yes, my son's a junior in high school.
Yep. All right. So what's the purpose of the extravaganza, Rebecca?
Well, there's multiple purposes, really. It's to create awareness of our technical programs at the Cambie campus. It's also used as a fundraiser for our students that, so afterwards when they're done with the event, they'll usually take a charter bus and go to a variety of different industries.
Oh.
Usually it's an overnight event, and so that money goes directly to those costs, as well as scholarships, which I'll talk about here in a little bit.
Okay.
It's also an opportunity for our other programs on campus to showcase. So we had some shadowing of students. We had about 27 come in this morning.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah, we had a really nice turnout.
Of the other programs that we have
in Cambie are the dental assistant. We have diesel technology, of course, electrician, solar technician, and wind energy. And I just want to talk about the solar real quick. We'll have a solar camp this summer. There were some students that began this week with some of the lecture, but then we bring them on campus. We have a solar field that they're putting up behind the school, too.
Oh, nice.
So, yep. And usually it's our students who have taken at least 1 year of electrical program so that they understand some of the foundations of those, you know,
okay,
electrical programs.
Right, right. What else is happening?
Well, I mentioned the students use this as a fundraiser for their scholarships. So I don't know how many people are aware, but legislation passed what's called the North Star Promise.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yes, and so it's going to be a really great opportunity for students who are looking at attending a Minnesota State College in the fall. Of course, we're one of them. What happens is there's some different parameters. For one, it's targeted for families who have a gross salary of $80,000 or less. There's a requirement, I think, maybe about one credit. And so what happens is when a student fills out their FAFSA, our processors go through that information, and they will identify who is eligible for that. So it's a last dollar in. So if there is any other scholarships, third-party funding, that would go first. So essentially, somebody could go to school free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which is great.
Yeah.
A couple other scholarships I want to point out, too, is the workforce development is also a Minnesota legislatively approved money. That has been around for probably about 5 years. And the intent of that is to attract students into the high-needs fields, which is pretty much everywhere.
Everything.
Everything from healthcare to manufacturing to mechanics. Those are all eligible programs, and a student would then earn $2,500 for that fall, and they can get it renewed for the following year if it's a two-year program. What Minnesota West is doing as well, and this is unique to our college, is we're offering a PSEO Reach scholarship.
Oh.
So for any student that is graduating in May and has taken 9 credits of our college credits, either through concurrent enrollment in the high school or PSEO, they will automatically get a $2,000 scholarship.
Oh,
so there is lots of opportunities out there to help individuals in financing their college expenses.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, the thing was that you guys go get a 4-year degree at a major university, but there's such a need in the business world for trade. employment, and this is where you guys fit in, right?
Oh, absolutely. And so we do have programs that are a year. Our power line, which you'll have Brian Benebos, who teaches the power line program over in Granite Falls, we'll talk about that and what's needed, and you're trained, and you have diploma to go out in the field and make some really nice money in less than a year. There are other programs. We have our PN nursing program, cosmetology, all those programs.
I know the Canby campus especially is known for their wind energy technology, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Around the country, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we are part of the Minnesota Energy of Excellence, and through that, we collaborate with other Minnesota State colleges, and we offer energy technical specialists, too.
Okay.
And our specialty not only is the electrician part of it, but solar. And so they can get that additional certification from us, which the same thing with wind. Wind is also another, it's a one-year program,
okay,
too.
Good.
Yeah.
Wow, a lot of things happening today here at the Canby campus in Minnesota West Community and Technical College. We're actually broadcasting in the diesel
building,
building, filled with tractors and semis, and can you smell the hamburgers? I could smell the hamburgers.
Oh, yes. It's the Cattlemen's group is serving today. We're so excited.
There they are. They're walking by with hamburgers here.
We got to have one of those.
It started already.
Yeah. We're hosting our Reuter group at noon, so they're going to take in all the good food here, too. And there's raffles and door prizes.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. Anything else you want to mention?
Yep, just a couple of things. As a representative for the college as a whole, we have campuses, of course, in Canby, Granite Falls, Jackson, Pipestone, and Worthington, and then we have where we host our allied health programs at the Laverne Center. It's actually a former medical center that the city of Laverne owns.
Oh.
And we have SearchTech, MLT, RadTech, and MA, which is the medical assistant. But I do want to also add that we have expanded those offerings to Granite Falls, where there's surgical tech, MLT, and now the welding program, which used to be kind of sporadic based on demand, is going to be there full-time as a one-year program, too. So we're always looking at the needs of our industry. We work with the advisory board committees and determine, you know, what is up and coming and how we can sustain training and still respond to the needs of our employers and industry.
It's always evolving, isn't it?
Yes, that's for sure.
Never stay the same. You're always looking to improve and, like you say, meet the needs of the communities around here.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. What do you like about working at 24 years you've been at Minnesota West. What do you like about it, Rebecca?
Well, I like that no day is the same. Yeah. I do some traveling. I was in Granite Falls the last couple of days.
Okay.
We have, and it really is a community, even though we have, for example, your brother,
Greg.
And on our President's Advisory Council. So it's such a great region, and we really we really take ownership of that whole corner of southwestern Minnesota, and we provide opportunities in customized training as well. The one thing that we're proud to say, after COVID, a lot of the schools were hit hard for enrollment and training, and people kind of just shied away.
Right.
We have continued to increase our enrollment since then, and
nice.
So we work with a lot of schools, industries, so we are we're glad to have us in the communities that we are in.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rebecca. Okay. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
And thanks for asking us to come here once
again.
Yes,
I thank you, too. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Rebecca Weber, Dean of Student Services and Enrollments for Minnesota West Technical and Community and Technical
there
College. I'll get it right. And back to you at the studio.